From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. President Trump says it's time for the Senate to fix the nation's health care system. At the White House this afternoon, the president turning up the pressure on senators to decide if they want to help the country by moving forward to improve the country's health care system, now known as Obamacare.
Tomorrow, the Senate will vote on whether to allow this urgently needed bill to come to the Senate floor for debate. The question for every senator, Democrat or Republican, is whether they will side with Obamacare's architects, which have been so destructive to our country, or with its forgotten victims.
The president also saying Democrats have the chance to do the right thing.
For Democrats, this vote is a chance to make up for the terrible harm they have inflicted on Americans like those who are with us today.
During the past month, the Senate's looked at two versions of health care bills, one that would both repeal and replace the current health care law and another that would repeal the law. Well, the president's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner emerging from the White House today after talking with Senate Intelligence Committee investigators in a closed-door meeting to tell them that he had no improper contacts with Russians leading up to or after the 2016 election.
I have not relied on Russian funds for my businesses. And I have been fully transparent in providing all requested information.
Kushner is set to face members of the House Intelligence Committee Tuesday in another closed-door session, and they're likely, if they have not already, to question him about the two telephone talks that he had with last year's Russian ambassador to the U.S., Sergei Kislyak. Kushner's lawyers have said the talks were about possible U.S. cooperation with Syrian war. This is VOA News. Well, the U.S. military says it's preparing to conduct another test of a missile defense system put in place to counter threats from North Korea. A Pentagon spokesman saying that the test of the military's Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System, or THAAD, in the far northwestern state of Alaska is scheduled to go ahead soon. He said this test is a routine measure to make sure the system is ready. The United States and Britain launching preliminary talks in Washington on a trade deal that will set up a new trade relationship between the two countries after Britain's exit from the European Union. Britain's hoping to remove barriers under its current EU arrangement that'll boost trade with the United States by $40 billion by 2030. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte urging his critics in the State of the Union address Monday to not to trivialize a drug war by muddling his anti-drug campaign with demands for human rights. The controversial leader has made the drug war a central theme of his administration and began his address at the House of Representatives in Manila, emphasizing what he said is his unrelenting fight on drugs.
I will not allow the ruin of the youth, the disintegration of families, and the retrogression of communities forced by criminals whose greed for money is as insatiable as it is devoid of moral purpose.
Duterte saying despite international and local pressures, the fight will not stop. The United Nations envoy for the Middle East peace process is urging a quick resolution to the current crisis around the Al-Aqsa Mosque, also known as the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Envoy Nikolai Mladenov said a solution needs to be found this week or there's a danger that things will end up getting worse.
I ask member states to use their influence with all sides in order to encourage them to de-escalate and to ensure that while security is provided for worshippers and visitors to the holy sites in Jerusalem, the status quo that has been established since 1967 is preserved for all.
The incident coming at a time of mounting tensions between Israel and the Muslim world over metal detectors Israel installed at a Jerusalem shrine revered by Muslims and Jews. On Monday, the parents of terminally ill British infant Charlie Gard abandoned the legal bid to take their son to the United States for experimental care after being presented with dire new medical tests. The couple's attorney said recent tests on the 11-month-old revealed irreversible muscular damage and that the couple made their final decision after seeing Charlie's latest brain scans. The lawyer saying it's too late for Charlie. I'm Philip Alexio, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.